go. Oh, look, there's a little bit of the old feedback edge. Very nice.
Dave's phone one.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
Hopefully,
you should get a ringing in here. Oh, hello, this guy there, please. Thank you very much. That's great. Tim, I put it on the cart. There is KI2.
Yeah. Did you hear anything in your cabinet?
No, I heard nothing at all.
You won't
no.
Be able to hear anything at the moment unless okay. You put it on FM.
Yep. On what?
If you put what? You can't hear anything in your cans.
I can hear this.
Yeah, in terms of calls, because I haven't patched it through yet.
I'll find it. Cool.
Oh, hi, Guy. Oh, hello, it's Dave at Absolute Radio here. How you doing? You too, man. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're just going to put you through to Ian, and we're going to do a little pre-record for the Home Time show tonight. It's Ian Lee. Hang on, I'll just put you on hold. There we go. Now you can grab it as usual. From the right-hand side.
What? Who? What? Oh, I can't see because this is in the way. Look.
Yeah.
There we go.
We go.
Oh. Hello, Guy.
Hello.
Hello, mate. It's Ian Lee.
How you doing, mate?
I'm fine, thanks. You're right. Shall we start? Well, we should have started then. Nuts. Okay, let's start again properly. It's Guy Garvey. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Ian.
how you doing, man? You're right?
Yeah, I'm well.
Can you listen, before we talk about like music and your band and all that, can you verify something that's been in the distant shadows of my memory for years?
Yeah, go on.
We met years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
You came on Rise.
That's right, yeah.
I thought so. I couldn't remember if I dreamt it or not.
No, well, it was kind of like that for us as well, because we hadn't slept the night before.
Oh, yeah, I was doing a lot of not sleeping back in those days, man. Flipping heck. And that was, hang on, that was about, like, I don't know, 6 years ago, something like that?
That's about right, yeah.
And then, don't take this the wrong way, you seemed to disappear. You did, though, didn't you? You was like, oh, next big thing, and then nothing, well, not, I say nothing happened, that's being slightly dismissive, but you did go a little bit quiet, didn't you?
Yes, well, it was a weird one. We've kind of popped in and out of favour, like a weather clock over the years.
A weather clock?
Yeah, you know, when the little figures come out.
Oh, yeah, with the little man with the umbrella and the lady in the sunny hat.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that image came to mind.
It's a beautiful one, and thank you for putting that in our heads, Guy. It's nice. But now you're the new Beatles. Everyone loves you. But you are.
Well, thank you. It's really nice. The nicest thing about all the awards and stuff,
yeah.
The newfound popularity, is just the amount of goodwill from everybody. Everyone's really sort of rooted for us. I feel like we've perhaps had an Eddie the Eagle moment.
What? That you were rubbish and didn't achieve much. I don't think that's quite how it's panned out. But you're right, there is a lot of affection for you, and you know, you are the most popular band in England at the moment, definitely.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
Are you selling records around the world?
Yeah, we're not doing bad. Our strongest country after the UK is actually Belgium.
I'm not going to laugh, because they're allowed to have a strong... I thought you were going to say Japan. It's always we're big in Japan is the big thing, isn't it? But is
no,
that
we're big in Belgium.
Big in Belgium. Well, there you are. I was very ill in Belgium once. I had to get taken to hospital.
Why?
Well, nothing. I said a migraine, it turned out, but I collapsed in the street. It wasn't very exciting. Not as exciting as selling a lot of records. And the United States, is that yours yet?
Well, we're going to have another crack. A big place, and if you're not prepared to live there, it's a little bit tricky.
That's the thing, that you've got to move there, man. Who wants to go and live there?
Well, I mean, it's a fantastic country. It's like 50 countries rolled into one, the States.
Yeah.
But my family are in Manchester, and my sweetheart's family are in Manchester, so...
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're probably not going to move away from
But that's what... Yeah, exactly, man. That's what it's all about, is staying with the ones you love and all of that kind of slightly hokey stuff, but it is what it's all about. I have a fact sheet here, Guy. I'm told that this album, The Seldom Seen Kid, is only your fourth album.
That's right.
Oh, so many bands these days. They've got... A little bit funny, right? 1964, the Beach Boys released three or four LPs as well as a multitude of singles. What are you doing?
Just taking our time. The fact of the matter is that you've got to be inherently a lazy bugger to want to be in a band in the first place.
Yeah.
So you can't suddenly start getting industrious just because people like you.
I like this modern attitude to it. Listen, the V Festival you'll be playing at... I've never been to a festival in my life. I'm terrified. I don't want to be dirty. I don't want to, you know, there's always bands you don't want to see, and there's only a handful. It's a good lineup this year, but should I go?
Yeah, of course you should.
But why? What's so special about this festival, man?
Well, it's brilliant. Have you seen the lineup? Have you seen who's playing?
I've seen the lineup, yeah, it's very good. I've got it in front of me, hang on. Oh, hang on a minute. We've lost the bit of paper with the lineup, but apparently it's very good. Well, you're playing. Elbow's playing. That's all you need.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? But the Specials are going to be playing.
The Specials are going to be playing. Yes, I did know that. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I can't wait for that. I met Terry Hall a couple of times.
Is he a nice bloke, or is he quite hard work?
No, he's a sweetheart.
Good. Because Terry Hall... People, you know, Terry Hall is like a British institution. He should have a statue in Trafalgar Square of him.
Yes, he should. He's so cool.
I'm glad he's a nice bloke as well.
Yeah, he's great.
The other lineup, we've got Snow Patrol, Keen, MGMT, Lily Allen, The Enemy. James are still going! You've got to respect them for that, haven't you?
You certainly have. I ran into one of them over Christmas. A party, a mate's party.
Yeah.
And they've been doing great stuff live. They've been having real fun with their audiences.
Yeah.
Walking out into the crowd and things like that, playing songs from the middle of the crowd. And yeah, they've got a very loyal, loving fan base.
Can we expect, very quickly before we let you go, can we expect any surprises from you?
I'm sure we'll turn it on. I'm sure we'll...
I'm sure you will, sir. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, but nothing planned out yet other than playing all the tunes. Playing all the hits, Ian.
The hits just keep on coming, Guy. That's what the kids want. Give them the hits. Hey, listen, man, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm guessing on this average, I'll probably speak to you in about 2015.
Well, take care till then, man. Make sure you eat your vegetables.
Yes, and you make sure you release at least one more album before then, please.
I'll see if I can be bothered.
Unbelievable. Cheers, Guy. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, Ian.
Good to talk to you again. Speak to you soon.
See you soon, man.
Bye-bye.
Right, leave that rolling for a minute. Can we just do... to tidy up that bit where we couldn't find a piece of paper.
Yes.
Just do something like V Festival. We've got Killers and Oasis headlining, and you guys. Something like
okay.
That.
Yes, it is a good lineup. We've got the Killers and Oasis headlining, and of course Elbow are playing, Guy.
Cool.
Great.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely.
What a nice gentleman.